Hi, Mark Lambert. Welcome to the Smart Marketing Show. Today we're going to talk about a question Cheryl and I get asked all the time. And Cheryl, the question is...
Well, today we're going to talk about how much does digital marketing cost?
Yeah, how much does it cost?
I'm not giving any numbers. I'll let you handle that.
I will. Let me start with, what's the cost of not doing digital marketing? Now, if you're in a B2B setting, thank you, Cheryl. If you're in a B2B setting and your customer, the person you're trying to sell to, has a computer, access to the internet, what is the cost of you not being top of mind at point of need, whether it's through social media, et cetera? Question number one. Number two, when I used to buy marketing and advertising and all that good stuff, you know, a one-page print ad for $1,000, billboards, radio, whatever. The nice thing about digital marketing, if you do spend money there, is at least you can measure it. And last night I was out with a couple former sales managers of mine, in case you can't tell by my eyes. Thank you, Ronnie and Tommy, by the way, for that. They were saying, hey, Rick, we're not necessarily thinking about spending more on marketing. Right. We're actually looking at replacing a sales rep now.
That's a great idea, and it's something that comes up quite a bit with our customers as well, and we're going to talk about that coming up next week on the Smart Marketing Show. Another way to look at it is how much of your annual revenue should you be allocating back into marketing? And the average is a pretty big gap, anywhere between about 5 and 20%, believe it or not. But the recommendation from digital marketers, like myself, is about 9.8%. So you should be taking about 9.8, just under 10% of your annual revenue, allocating that back into marketing dollars. And how much of those marketing dollars should be digital? At least 50%, and that trend is also increasing. Now, B2C is a little bit different, and I know you have some thoughts on this. B2C, about 15, just over 15% of your revenue should be invested back into marketing.
So we see typically a B2B situation may spend less because you've got sales reps in the the mix. B2C is going direct to end user.
Right.
So we get asked all the time, okay, how much does it cost? So let me answer the question. Have you ever been to a flower shop? Okay, and if you think like a florist, this is what I tell customers. They'll ask you how much you want to spend. Now they've got pre-prepared bundles at the front there. You know, you can spend 15, 30, whatever it is. But they're asking because they want to know what kind of mix you want. Now, quite often, it's hard for us. We've got pre-prepared bundles, which I'll share in a second here. But they want to know how many roses they should put in versus carnations. And a rose in our world might be like a video, which
video
is premium
content.
But let me give you kind of a prepared bundle in our florist shop, for example. So for $2,000 a month is a typical spend our customers in the SMB space would do. We have customers spending much more and some a little less. But you'd get 10 customized branded social posts. And Cheryl, maybe talk about what that is versus a generic kind of thing.
Using our very secretive formula that we call the five star in here, and it's basically a makeup of all the variety of content that you should be posting, how often, and it's also branded, it's designed for your company, and includes faces of your people, which is very important in social.
So again, one thing Cheryl's taught me about social media that I wasn't thinking about before was if you watch the likes and engagement versus the generic posts that don't get anything, that's what we're trying to do anyway. So look for custom posts if you're buying. The other thing is a custom email, okay, with ideally no typos. 2 hours of SEO, that's search engine optimization. So if you think about your website as this room, SEO is kind of like the plumbing electrical behind the drywall, and that's a big magnet that you need to have constantly tuned to draw people to your site. One blog, and I know that was a bad term last week with you and Liz.
Yeah, Liz hates the word blog, and now I do too. Okay. Information Hub Resource Center, that's what we call it. It's essentially answering the questions that your customers have, so being the subject matter expert. And it does a lot of things, but of course, it's essential to your DNA on your site.
So I would say a blog's like adding a sail to your sailboat. So more sails, more sail when you're going to catch. And also, you know, in that, you would get a digital certified digital marketing manager, someone that's been to school for this. So it's a jockey. It's not the first time they're on a horse. And you also get a monthly key performance indicator report to kind of see the gas gauge, oil, et cetera, how you're doing in different areas.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, the good thing about, one of the great things about digital marketing is that you can measure and you can optimize. So you can change what you did last month and do it differently next month. Various ways that you can spend your marketing dollars. So the first thing that you can do is you can buy hours. So you can buy hour bundles at an agency and allocate those to the various initiatives that you have going on internally. The second thing that you can do is you can retain an agency on a project by project basis. And we see this a lot when organizations do rebranding projects. They might retain an agency to help them with that. The third is a monthly spend. And this typically is a lot easier for organizations to kind of get their head around and what most of our customers do. A monthly spend that is allocated month to month to do the essential digital marketing initiatives that you've established that meet your business key objectives. And then the last is allocating an actual digital marketing specialist to you and you only. Yes, you're outsourcing through an agency, but you're taking that individual and you're saying this is the only thing that you're going to be doing is managing this client. So the spends are different and the way you spend it is different.
And one thing, you know, we're not talking about today, Cheryl, is are things like paid advertising, which is a whole other add-on,
show,
like video, et cetera. But we wanted to give you today kind of some, you know, short answers to big questions, just in case you're wondering how much does it cost. And I think, you know, we're speaking from our perspective. Other agencies may have different models or whatever. But I thought the way you broke it down was really good, because, you know, if I want to just put a deck on my house, I'll hire you guys to come in and just do that project.
Right.
But
I think
there's a lot of science and math that people don't think about that goes into what you and your team do. And that's why you can measure it effectively.
Yeah. We get a lot of really great topics from you guys, the audience. So if you have any more, and that was actually a question that came in to us, was today's show topic. You can email us engage@intocommunications.com anytime. Please subscribe to the channel, like, share, comment. We love to hear from you. And coming up next week, we're going to be talking about replacing the sales rep.
That's me.
With the marketing person.
Can't believe I'm doing it.
That's me. We'll see you next week.